ni sambulubina kana turanga ke marama verbo ke ngone lewa ke kim ni rangone oni baronti ko mai ke nda salni ka kamura ke na kabini kwa ni kwa enda ba binibina ka ni rani tikwa te ke nda na mata ne viti Australia o Mr. Yogesh Punja kiro na vitan lotiko me balete son ka rani nda webu tikwa kino SBS en na nomini na kilana be ka me bleti viti ka batala kina e tu e son ka ne bina ka tokoe me bareta ka bekem ni ni sambul bina ka Mr. Yogesh Punja
ni sambola everybody.
I'd like to welcome you to the SBS Fijian program and also to SBS. I hope that you had enjoyed your trip here to SBS and also looking around the facilities that we have here. My first question to you today, as you probably know that a lot of people will be, their minds at this moment will be in Fiji with the cyclone Winston and the natural disaster that had was experienced by Fiji. Yesterday, I read in the papers that the state of natural disaster in Fiji has extended to 30 days until April 19th. Now, what does this mean to the Australians here with Fijian heritage who want to send their contribution to help those in Fiji?
Vanaka, everybody. The declaration of national disaster, emergency disaster, is an apparently Fiji-based, which means that an ordinary person cannot walk out at a set time, you know, after 6:30, 7 o'clock, whatever time is, until night, because what happens is a lot of properties still are in tatters, all open, exposed. So the idea is to make sure that people are not picking up things that doesn't belong to them, you know. So that's the major concern. For people over here sending goods to Fiji, there is absolutely nothing stopping you from doing that. Our hearts and prayers go to our people because of the suffering they all are going through. And our people understand, you know, how desperate our people are right now back at home. So please continue. Please continue. One suggestion I have for a lot of our listeners would be that instead of sending a ton of food across, you try and convert that money that you're going to buy the food with into sending that money across to your people who can actually buy things locally. Because what happens is twofold. One is you buy goods here, it'll cost you a freight to take it across to Fiji. So there's a cost to you. Second thing is that when you send the money across to Fiji and get them to buy the goods on the ground, the money gets rotated in the economy. So it grows the economy. So it's a good thing to do that because companies have people, employees, and these employees, everybody in Fiji has been affected by the cyclone. So a person that's loading or packing your goods or taking goods out for you, all are employed. So my suggestion is work that strategy rather than sending goods from here.
Now, some people are sending things because they have been donated, like clothes and furniture and things like that. What do you think about those kind of stuff?
Well, there is two streams of donations that are going across to Fiji. One is to NDMO, the National Disaster Management Team, and one is your personal donation to your own family members. For your family members, you can send anything you want to do. But if you're sending goods to the National Disaster Management Team, what happens there is that the Disaster Management Group apparently rationalizes the distribution. So they see where the needs are, and they will make sure that the appropriate items are given to those areas rather than replicating. We have had incidents of where people have just said, listen, I'm going to go and help out. They'll take a lot of goods from here and start giving it away to whoever they see. But little do they realize that sometimes they could be duplicating the ration distribution and you're not getting it to everybody rather than, you know, somebody getting two or three times as much as somebody who doesn't get anything at all. So that's the model we'd like to have. And your earlier question about clothing and donated items, from Australia, as a strategy, I've been talking to a number of charitable organizations that we're working with. We have groups here. We have a group in Sydney, a group in Melbourne, a group in Canberra, and a group in Brisbane as well that is coordinating this relief collection and distribution. The idea is that clothes we already have back at home. Let me assure you. Food we already have back at home. because the immediate response team has dropped in food, water, shelter, and medicines. That's with everybody today. What's lacking is building material. What's lacking is tools. What's lacking is furniture. Furniture would be ideal. Yeah. So the sectors we're concentrating on is health and education.
So how do they get in touch with your group, the group that you're talking about, well, in different states here?
Okay. We have a number of people in the area. See, for example, here in New South Wales at this moment, we have our Consular General's office is on 100 Walker Street in North Sydney. You can go there and talk to a Consular General, Losana Ravuso. She will help you in identifying which area, because we have teams in Liverpool, in Parramatta, all these places working. Tia Rocco is one of those team leaders on the ground that's working on this area. In Victoria, we have got two groups working there. We have our honorary consul, Mr. Reg Hodgson, who's a team leader on the ground. Then he has below him with the education sector, which is Ganesh Sen. A number of them are there. So we have teams on the ground. So all you do is you just find out who are the networks, and by talking to our Consular General's office, and they will tell you. If not, you can call our Fiji High Commission in Canberra.
So what I'm hearing from you is that it's good to talk to them first,
yes,
before you identify what to send to Fiji.
Yeah. See, for any disaster, the most important thing is knowing what is needed and directing that specific need rather than saying, let's send clothes and food and what have you. For information, at this moment, I'll give you a hypothetical situation. I will not use Fiji as an example. I use Vanuatu as an example. We approach a couple of freight companies to say, listen, we'd like our community would like to get a concession on sending containers of food item and ration and what have you and clothes and all to Fiji. The response from these companies, the shipping companies who would be getting business, telling us, sorry, we do not want to do this. I said, why not? It's business for you. I said, listen, at this moment, we still have 14 containers full of food and clothing sitting in Vanuatu at this moment at the wharf, which is damaged, bad, and nobody wants to know what to do with it. The government of the day will not spend its energy and resources and money to dump this thing. So shipping containers are stuck on the wharf because winter clothes were sent, secondhand clothes were sent torn and damaged, goods that were expired. And if you imagine the humidity between here and our islands and the shipping time of 2 weeks, and goods sitting on the wharf, anything will go off. So you got to be very, very mindful. For example, do not send flour and rice from here because the transit time will spoil it. It'll be totally wasted. So there are lots of technical advice that the mission can provide to the donors. We're all very excited. I appreciate the big heart. Our people have big hearts and they want to do something, but not taking the shirt off your back to send it over to Fiji.